You're listening to the No Till French Grammar Podcast. Hiya, you're here with...
Then you're French.
FM. We will talk about the verbs pouvoir, to be able to, vouloir, to want to, and devoir, to have to.
Do you really have to?
You can't be serious. There are some things in life that you can't do without, and modal verbs are one of them.
Especially Mr. Dare on standby.
Learning these will help you to get level 4 or 5, depending on how you use them.
I thought you could only use them in French.
Ah, oh, I'll show you. As you know, there are several subject pronouns, such as je meaning I, tu meaning you, il meaning he, elle meaning she, and nous meaning we.
You're 12, Sam, you really should know by now. An example is je veux une glace au chocolat.
This means I want a chocolate ice cream. The spelling of these verbs depends on which subject pronoun you use.
Comment ça s'écrit, Sam?
I must is je dois, I can is je peux, and I want is je veux. There are others, such as the tu form.
Oh yeah, tu dois, you must, tu peux, you can, and tu veux, you want.
Bravo! I expect people are getting a bit bored of this method. Let's teach them a new one.
Okay, when it is the je and tu form for the verb to have to, there is an S on the end.
And when it is the il and elle form, it is a T on the end.
I don't like T.
Oh, I do.
What'd you have with it, sugar?
Yeah. Hey, aren't we meant to be making a podcast? Here we are, like old grannies, having a conversation about cups of tea.
What about the other rules?
For the new form, meaning we, it changes completely and becomes nous pouvons, nous voulons, and nous devons. For all the other forms, they end with an X.
Here are some examples. Je dois, tu dois, il doit, elle doit, nous devons.
Je peux, tu peux, il peut, elle peut, nous pouvons. Je veux, tu veux, il veut, elle veut, nous voulons. So let's use the knowledge in sentences. Je veux aller au cinéma.
That means I want to go to the cinema.
Nous pouvons lire un livre.
That means we can read a book. It is important to use the new form as it is the key to level 4.
If you lose your key, like me, you may find yourself in a difficult situation.
I've told you before and I'll tell you again, stop it with the corny jokes. Plus, it wasn't funny. Modal verbs are good for making invitations and excuses, like why you didn't do your homework.
I always do mine.
Yeah, right.
I do.
Don't lie.
That's you talking about, matey. Get your facts right.
Whatever. Let's hear an example of modal verbs.
Tu veux aller au cinéma?
Non, je ne peux pas, parce que je dois faire mes devoirs.
That means, do you want to come to the cinema? No, I can't. I must do my homework. Now I'll be able to try and get out of homework by using our modal verbs. Yay!
Yep, but I doubt it'll work.
Yes, it will. Stop being so negative.
But...
I'm not going to start a situation like the tea conversation again.
Fine, now let's see how much you've learned.
That's a good idea, Jess. Let's play Learn Your French or Suffer, Detention of Mr. Dale. Da-na-na-na.
What is the rule of the il and elle form of devoir to mean to have to?
It's il and elle devoir with a T on the end, not an S.
Well done, Sam. It is a T on the end. What about my question?
What do you add on the end for the I can and I want when it is the je form?
An S.
Wrong answer. It is an X. So it would be je veux and je peux. How do you say I can't, I'm washing up?
It is je ne veux pas que j'ai le repassage.
No, it's je ne peux pas parce que je dois faire le repassage. I feel sympathetic because you must suffer a detention, Mr. Dale. Goodbye.
Oh.
That's all for now, but tune in next time for more.
Learn your French.
Or suffer. Thanks for listening to the No Till French Grammar Podcast.